The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
And then Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes upon his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
And we rejoin Luke's gospel after a few things have happened. Last week we left and they were in Capernaum. Jesus had ministered to the masses. And now as we rejoin, Jesus has continued to preach and to heal in Capernaum. He's gone up onto the mountain with his disciples. He prayed throughout the night. And in the morning, he named 12 of them as apostles. And now we join as he comes back down the mountain to this crowd that is gathered, a crowd of people who have been following him and a crowd of people who have not known him, a crowd of people from even as far away as Tyre and Sidon. So a mixed crowd of Gentiles and Jews, Samaritans, Greeks, all manner of people have gathered. And they've gathered to hear Jesus speak, and to be cured of their diseases and to have demons cast out. And Jesus turns to this crowd. He's healed and he's ministered to them, and he steps back and he turns to his disciples. And he speaks to them in the hearing of the crowd, and he calls out the blessings and the curses. The traditional wisdom literature that says, "Blessed is the man who, and cursed is the man who." We heard that in Jeremiah, we heard that in Psalms. Now Jesus calls those out to the disciples. And he says, "This is what it means to be my disciple. This is what it means to minister in the world." You know, as we look back to where we've been this Epiphany, we see Jesus coming into Nazareth, into the synagogue where he grew up, and he reads from the scroll of Isaiah, and he reads about the day of Jubilee, and everybody's mad. They're expecting something better for themselves. And they're expecting to hear judgment. Now here we see both the proclamation of blessing and the proclamation of judgment. Blessings and curses. We're going to walk back through that from the cursings to the blessings to the callings. And then we'll walk through that through church and through our lives. So as we come to the blessings and the cursings and the healings here on the plain by the Sea of Galilee, we have to be very careful not to rationalize away the spiritual and to spiritualize the rational. It's tempting for us to spiritualize the blessings and curses and say the poor are the poor in spirit and the rich are those who think they have it all. That hungry is hungry for the spirit and filled is filled with something else. Jesus talks very tangibly about hunger and thirst, mourning, riches, and poverty. Let's not over-spiritualize that. He also talks about healing and casting out demons. Those things happen. The power of God is alive and active and working among us. Let's try not to rationalize that away, but live into the text and hear exactly what Jesus says. Just like Jeremiah, he says, "Woe to those, cursed are those who depend on man." blessings upon those who depend upon God. Blessed are the poor, cursed are the rich. He says the rich are woeful because they have received their consolation. They have found their security, their safety, their comfort in their wealth. They hold what they have in their hands as their salvation. The Greek, they have received their paraklesis, their comfort. We'll come back to that word in a little bit as we come to another root of that. So keep that in mind. They have received their paraklesis in their riches. Blessed are the hungry. Woe to those who have been filled. We have this echo back to the Exodus. The people of Israel are brought out of bondage into the wilderness, into the promise of a land flowing with milk and honey. As they wander the desert, they say, "We're hungry." God feeds them with the food of angels, with manna. They eat and they complain. They look back and they say, "Oh, why could we not stay in Egypt with the fish and the leeks and the onions? We were in slavery, but boy, we had things that we liked to eat." Blessed are those who are hungry until they are filled by God. It says, blessed are those who weep. Cursed are those who laugh. The woe to those who laugh are those, and it's a scornful laughing, a mocking. I think we can picture what that looks like today. Those who look at people and say, "Wow, what did they do? They must be really bad. They make bad choices. They deserve what they get. Oh, look at that person. Ha, ha, ha." Those who weep are those who are comforted. Those whose hearts are broken for the things that break the heart of God are comforted. Those who scorn and laugh are empty and will mourn and cry. Blessed are you when they persecute you, when they mock you and tell you, "Why do you trust in him?" Blessed are you when they say, "If you're the Son of God, save yourself." Blessed are you because you know the truth. But woe to you when you seek the flattery of men, when you seek to please ears. We read several weeks ago in Jeremiah, "Woe to you, prophets and priests, for you have healed the wounds of my people lightly." Woe to you when your wounds are healed lightly because you seek flattery of men and not healing by God. This is how Jesus says to come to him. And he's come in power. He has come down off the mountain, radiating power. We have this echo of Moses receiving the law on Mount Sinai. He comes down from the presence of God off the mountain to the people in the plain below the mountain. And his face radiates the glory of God. And the people say, "Oh, go away, you're freaking us out. Oh, God is too mighty for us. You go talk to him, tell us what he says, and we'll think about it." Here on the plain by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus comes down off the mountain radiating the power of God to heal and to cast out demons. And instead of backing away, the people come and they long to touch him and be healed. Jesus comes in power, with healing, to cast out demons and to proclaim the word. The people come not just to be healed, but to hear Jesus teach, to hear the word of God with authority and with power, the power to heal and to save. Jesus comes after naming the apostles. He's gone up on the mountain. He's prayed through the night. He names 12 and he commissions them as apostles. Later, he will send them out with power to cast out demons, to cure diseases, to proclaim the kingdom of heaven, and to heal. To cure diseases and to heal the broken. To cast out demons and to proclaim that the ruler of this world has been cast out and God reigns sovereign over your life and over mine. This time between the naming of the apostles and the sending out, this time where our passage takes place, can be seen as the preparation of the 12 to see what that means to proclaim the kingdom of God, to see what it means to have people healed, demons cast out, to cure diseases, for the blind to see, the lame to walk, the leper to be healed, and the poor to hear the good news of the kingdom. This is the training time, and the 12 are sent out to do that very thing. You know, we see a lot of echoes in this passage. We've seen echoes of the Exodus. We see echoes of the history of Israel, as Israel is called to be the light of nations, to live in the comfort of God, to be healed and freed from the bondage of Egypt into the promise of God. We have echoes of the cross and resurrection, as Jesus is mocked, is humiliated on the cross, and rises again to conquer sin and death. We have echoes of the Pentecost, as the 12 cower in that upper room, afraid to be poor and hungry and mocked. They weep over Jesus, and the power of the Spirit comes upon them, and everything changes. We see echoes of this in the martyrs of the church. We see echoes of this in the church throughout the ages. We hear those echoes even to us today. We come with woe. We come with the broken parts of ourselves hidden, still confident in our own strength. We come still seeking our identity and value and security in the things of the earth. We come thinking that we can be filled and happy by the things of this world. We come more ready to laugh in scorn than to weep for the brokenness of others. We come bolstered by the flattery of others and deceived in our own hearts. We want our wounds to be brushed over and healed lightly. We come with much woe, but we also come with hope. We come with hope and confidence in the promise of Christ. We come to seek our comfort, not in our riches, but in the Paraclete, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who's sent by Christ to fill us with good things. We come to be fed in the body and blood of Christ. We come with hearts broken in pain as we pray for others, for the suffering in this world. We come even when we don't understand, when we can't even comprehend what it means for us to understand our own brokenness and our need for healing. We come to this table dependent on the blessing of God. We come into the presence of Christ in humility, trusting that we may hear and that we may be healed. We come to encounter power. Power to heal, power to cast out demons, the power which defeated sin and death once and for all. We come to encounter the risen Christ. We come to be empowered, to be anointed, to be chosen, to be sent. We depart from here, sent into the world, filled by the power of Christ through the Holy Spirit, to go out, to cast out demons, to cure diseases, to proclaim the good news of the kingdom here and now, and to heal a broken and darkened world. We're sent out to be the light. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.